Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
People getting ready to go out to Yankee Stadium, getting ready for tonight's Yankee Blue Jay game as the Yankees close out the series with Tampa with a much, much needed win, despite the fact that a lot of people last night, whether because of the rain delay or because of the failure to score early or the three runs in the top of the 10th or the Aroldis Chapman disaster or whatever the case may be, left Yankee Stadium early and miss what might be the single greatest win this team has this year. Tonight, it's Toronto, and they're reeling too, by the way, having lost the series to the Baltimore Orioles, so they've not gained any ground against the Yankees at all. Here's Mike in West Caldwell. Big Mike, what's going on, kiddo?
What's up, brother? Listen, people that leave the stadium or any game early absolutely make me sick. We see it all the time. Me and my sons go to a lot of games. People leave even when it's not raining. They sit up in the sixth, seventh inning and leave. We yell at them. It's unbelievable. Now, something happened to my son and I when he was 6 years old. He's now a sophomore in college. We were at the A-Rod 16-inning Red Sox game in 09, and he was six at the time.
Right.
So after about the 10th or 11th inning, he's starting to moan. He wants to go home. So I had to bribe him every inning to go get another prize at the store. You know, get a keychain,
yeah,
get a shirt,
right.
Get it.
Just to stay
on
there.
And on and on. Finally,
okay.
Between him and my wife calling me, it's getting near 1 in the morning. We leave, get in the car. As soon as I start the car, I hear John called us home run. To this day, my son will never leave a game early. I don't care if Judge offered to drive him home to leave early, go out, wait by the car. He ain't leaving. We never leave a game. Nothing. Could be the Giants could be down 40-0. Why go? Why go if you're going to leave? I don't understand it. You got to invest in the night.
Well, that's the other thing, right? That's the thing.
You don't want to have to get up tired in the morning. Go to day games. You got to stay there and go. I don't understand why go? You're leaving.
Mike, listen, as much as I'm the guy you hate because I will leave games early, I totally respect what you're saying. If you're going to make the financial investment and the time commitment to go to a game, it makes no sense not to see the game, whatever the score is, to its conclusion. And the old, you know, cliche in this, of course, is you wouldn't leave a movie early, you wouldn't leave a Broadway show early. Anything you spend money on for entertainment, you're going to get your money's worth, and by that, you stay. And there was a point in my life, Cody, that yes, I believe that. I live that. I stayed to the bitter end of any event that I went to because it cost me money to go and I wanted to get my dollar's worth. Mm-hmm. And then something happened. And I honestly don't know what it was, but something happened. And, like, I don't even know what it is, to be honest. Like, I love the camaraderie of going to games. As everyone knows, I love tailgating, going to games. I like the socialization of going to games. The only thing I don't like is the actual game.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, when I went to the game, we went to, Mets-Yankees, right? Was it Mets-Yankees
I went to? Mets-Astros, the one we went to, where we tailgated?
No. What game did we tailgate at?
The Mets,
Mets Astros.
Mets Astros.
And then Sonny and I went with Governor Christie to Yankees Mets, I think, right? I think that's the game we went to.
I'm not sure. What
I don't even know.
Son.
And I'm sitting there. It's like the third inning. And I look up and I go, it feels like I've been here for 5 hours. Like, is this the 40th inning already? And I was miserable. Miserable. And I was in a luxury suite. I had a bathroom. I had Shake Shack. I had unlimited Grand Marnier and 1800 tequila. Like, I had everything that you would think would make me happy. And every aspect of it made me happy, except the game itself. I hated it. I couldn't leave soon enough. Yeah, that's how I am, Cody. Sorry, buddy.
Well, here's the thing. There is something I hate about going to stadiums. Having going to a stadium the last two nights, I despise going to a stadium, and I despise leaving a stadium. Quite frankly, it's exactly the same to me as boarding and getting off an airplane. There's nothing worse in the world to me than these two things.
Okay, from the traffic, the standing in line, the waiting to get in.
The 9 security checkpoints. Yeah. I'm practically getting frisked at this point. Like, you gotta go through TSA to get into ball game. And I understand why. Obviously, I understand why. Yeah. It's just a hassle I don't particularly want to do anymore. I'd rather stay home and watch the game on TV.
Right. So you have a choice. Either go an hour and a half early, and there's nobody there, and there's no line, you walk right in, or go an hour and a half late, like a Dodger fan would do. Show up in the third inning, leave in the seventh, and call it a night, right?
To be fair to them, they've been stuck in traffic for 2 hours. They couldn't get
there. Like, listen, I get it. Don't leave games early. But to be fair, rain delay last night. Mm-hmm. You had a game going to midnight. The Yankees have been brutal to watch lately. It had all the... It was like the perfect storm. It really was. Like, if you're going to leave a game early, that was the game to leave early. You know, you give up 3 runs in the top of the 10th. We know the Yankees aren't scoring 4 in the bottom. They haven't scored 4 runs combined in the last 40 innings. And then all of a sudden, dink, dank, bomb. Donaldson ends it.
I'll admit it. I'll freely admit it, all right? Baseball guy through and through. If I was a Yankee fan last night at that game and they gave up that 3-run home run to Mejia, I'm heading home.
Yeah.
I'm missing the ending of the game. It's the truth.
Right.
And you know what I would have done? Craigie, you were right. I would have lied about it. I would have said I was there. I saw the homer. I would have said I caught the homer.
Hey, who wants to see the home run ball? Here's Keith in Jackson on the Fan. Keith, what's going on, buddy?
Hello.
Hello. What's up?
So, gentlemen, I was listening to you talk about the Deshaun Watson 11-game suspension, and I think what they should really do to this guy is make the suspension start in the second half of the season. He can play the first 8 games, whatever, but don't come in the middle of the season and turn the Cleveland's season around or take him to the playoffs. He should miss the second half, let Brissett do the rest.
Well,
that would kind of like appease a lot of the people that don't want it, that don't think the suspension wasn't enough. And,
yeah.
You know,
I hear you trying to be creative on it. I get it. You know, a couple other things. I guess he's allowed to start practicing with the team 3 weeks before he's allowed to actually play in a game week 13. He did look terrible in his first preseason game, but I guess that's expected. He hasn't played football in over a year. But even that, for some people, wouldn't make them happy. Because there are some people, and you're allowed to have whatever opinion you have, who think he should never be allowed to play again, let alone miss 11 games a year, or as you're saying, Keith, the postseason. There are some people that are never going to be satisfied with the suspension because it's short of the death penalty. And those people, you're never going to convince otherwise, so you should save your breath. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I just figured the whole movie script, he comes in after 11 games and takes them to wherever they're going to go. It's just annoying to me.
Well, here's the question. Let's say the Cleveland Browns, he comes back week 13, right? So they've won by before that, so they will have played 11 games. Let's just play this out for the sake of a quick conversation. Let's say that they are, you want to say 4-7 after 11, and Deshaun Watson comes back on fire, and they win out, and they go 10-7, and they win the wild card, and they make a run all the way to the Super Bowl. Does Disney do a film about it?
No.
No, you're saying no.
No.
There's no Miracle on Ice film.
No, but I am terrified that he'll be heralded as a hero, like, immediately. Maybe not a Disney film, but he'll definitely be a hero.
I would guarantee you that there'd be some type of documentary or, for a big, movie theater release if that happened. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. So the Browns owner, a guy named Jimmy Haslam, came out and said, I think in this country and hopefully in the world, people deserve second chances. I really think that. I struggle a little bit. Is he never supposed to play again? Is he never supposed to be a part of society? Does he not get a chance to rehabilitate himself? That's what we're going to do. And then he went on to say, he's a star quarterback. Of course he's going to get another chance. And I'm reading that because it's interesting to me that Jimmy Haslam is the guy saying that, because what a lot of people don't know, other than me saying it on the radio, is that when Ray Rice got in trouble for what he did, the Cleveland Browns, the first year that the Haslams owned the Browns, they were going to sign Ray Rice. They had a deal in place. Ray Rice was literally packing his bags and getting on a plane, and he was going to Cleveland. The Browns had agreed to a contract with them. And Jimmy Haslam's wife, now somewhat famously, said to him, if you sign him, we're getting divorced. Okay? And that's the story as it goes. And it's fascinating to me that here we are, 8 years later, and now Jimmy Haslam believes everyone deserves a second chance. But when his wife said that Ray Rice doesn't get a second chance, he said, okay, honey, no problem. Just interesting how things have changed. Ray Rice is not a 25-year-old stud quarterback. Maybe that's got something to do with it, yeah?
Yeah, well, if there was video of this situation with Deshaun Watson, does everything change?
Yes, 100%. 100%. It's the video that ended Ray Rice's career, not anything else, because the video was disgusting. It was hard to look at.
It was horrifying.
Yeah. So if there was video of these massages gone wrong, and you see him doing what he was accused of, he's done. His career is over. I agree with that 100%, 100%. But there is no video, and it is a he said, she said, and 23 cases did get settled, and there are no criminal charges, and here we are. He's playing quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, and oh, by the way, he has the right to, because they decided that they feel like the Deshaun Watson they met is going to answer and check all those boxes. He's going to do everything right. He's going to get counseling. He's going to be a voice against, violence towards women, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, knock on wood, let's hope they're right, because he could be a powerful voice for good moving forward with the platform he has. And we're all so quick, to jump to justice when the reality is, look, much different scenario. I'm not sitting here without someone giving me a second chance. Second chances and redemption stories are a part of the American life and the American way. And it's very easy to sit back in your recliner and dictate what should and shouldn't happen and the lives of people you don't know and have never met. And it's very easy to sit back and criticize and point fingers and make, declarative statements about what should and shouldn't happen when you've no idea what a guy is doing and how he's living his life in private and all the amazing things that a guy might be doing that you just have no knowledge of because they're not doing it for attention. So I think you have to remember that sometimes, too. We're all very quick, to want to drop the hammer on a guy and end a guy's life and end a guy's career without any consideration of, hey, maybe the guy's turned things around and is worthy of a second chance and is doing good with that second opportunity. That's how I view it.
But, Craigie, you heard his apology today.
His apology sucked. Yes, I agree.
I mean, there's clearly not a whole lot of remorse that's taking place on his end. So you want him. I agree with you. I agree with second chances. I agree with eventual opportunities. But I also think there should be a fair amount of remorse that should even somewhat exist. And it doesn't seem to exist with him right now.
No, I agree. I thought the press conference was a bad idea today. because he wasn't prepared for it and didn't do it the way we'd like him to do it. Now, you know, some people are better public speakers than others. You know, and I'll give him a little bit on that. But the reality is that today was not a good day for him in regards to his public comments. And they never should have allowed him to do it. It should have been a written statement that the PR firm for the Cleveland Browns, or that I'm sure Deshaun has, should have written it for him and with him and put it out. And that should have been the end of it. I'm not talking about this anymore. I want to talk about football. I'm a football player. And I thought they did him a disservice by letting him go out there and talk kind of naked without anyone there to help him out. I agree with you 100% on that. Yeah, 100%. 877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the Fan. That is Cody Decker in for Evan. More of your calls coming up. And if you're getting ready, he's running again. You do more running than any producer I've ever worked with. He's always running. He's running everywhere. They don't call you the Flash. I didn't say you ran fast. I never said you ran fast. I just said you did a lot of running. That's all.
You never watched the Flash in slow motion?
I just saw the Flash in slow motion. That's what I saw, yes.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I love Nirvana, so anytime you get to play them, I am down with Brown, baby. I like it. Cody Decker sitting in for Evan Roberts. By the way, if you ever have one of those days where you just need a feel-good story to, you know, kind of change your daily perspective, and you don't want to go to the back of a Sky Mall magazine and read a saying on a rock, and you want a real-life story that will just make you feel like, okay, there we go. You ever have those days, Cody?
Absolutely.
Well, I give you a choice. You could pick between door number one or behind door number two. Which door do you want to pick? And depending on which door you pick, I'll give you the story.
All right. I'm going to go with door number two, and I have a feeling I'm going to regret it. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, door number one, the door you passed on, was the door in which we have video of Michael Irvin and a friend playing pool at a tavern in Dallas, known as Knockouts, and the girls that work at that particular tavern all wear thongs as part of their work. It's kind of like a poor man's Hooters, I guess. Mm-hmm. And a guy wanted a picture with Michael Irvin. Long story short, he didn't get that picture, but did get in a fight afterwards, and there's thongs and punches and blood everywhere. And to Michael Irvin's credit, he tried to defuse the situation and even walked away while, yes, wearing a Captain Stubing hat in the bar. Which, to me, is the takeaway. The thongs aren't all that impressive. The jackass that throws a couple haymakers all ain't that impressive. Michael Irvin showed up at a bar wearing a Captain Stubing love boat hat. That was awesome, okay? But that's not the door you pick, sir.
Okay.
The door you picked number two. Was door number two. And congratulations, you picked the right door. Yes. If you saw last week, there was that kid in the Little League World Series that we read about who fell out of his bunk bed in the team housing that they have for the kids that are playing in the Little League World Series, and he landed on his head. And unfortunately, I think he was in a coma early on after this accident. Well, the good news is that his name is Easton Oliverson, and Easton has woken up from the coma. He is speaking. He asked for water. He is coherent. He was able to read because thousands of letters came in for him, including professional baseball players like Mookie Betts jotted a letter to the kid or a text or something. And the doctors are saying he's not out of the woods yet, 100%. It's going to be a long recovery for him, but fingers crossed, it looks like the kid ultimately is going to be fine. And I just thought that was a feel-good story, because when we first read it last week, it was like, oh, man, kid's, you know, living out a dream, Little League World Series, falls out of a bunk bed, lands on his head, and he's in a coma. And now we're finding out that while he's not 100% okay yet, he made a miraculous recovery over the course of the last couple days, and it looks like he eventually is going to be able to live a very normal, you know, boring, you know, suburban life. So there
That's
you go.
Wonderful.
So that I thought that was a good story. And with all the negative crap out there, every now and then, you know, you got to embrace the good. And so this is a good story. Did you ever play or were you ever on a team good enough to try to qualify for a Little League World Series?
Yes, I was. I was on a team that won our division. Then we won our region. And then we went over to the, I think the third section is sectionals.
Right.
And then you go to like the, I don't know what the one after that is.
I guess but we got states the sectionals. Or something, right?
I guess states or something. But yeah, we got the sectionals and we got knocked out of the championship game of sectionals. But yeah, when I was 12 years old, I was part of a team. I was a two-way player. I pitched for that team. I basically pitched every single game. And
right.
We just didn't come away with the last victory. But yeah, Little League World Series. Sadly, here, how about this? What would you think of this as a kid? You're like a 12-year-old kid.
Right.
And you get put on the cover of the newspaper, the sports section of like your local newspaper.
Right.
You should probably be pretty excited, right?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was the Standard Star was the paper in New Rochelle's Gannett paper. But go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Well, it was a photo of me after we lost the game with my hands on the thing, just with tears streaming.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Down my eyes. It's the worst. I wore that for like 3 years as a young teenager. Oh. It was a nightmare.
Do your parents still have the article?
Oh, God, I hope not. They probably do.
Someone's got to have it, right?
Mom's got it somewhere.
So you knew, how old were you when you first realized that, at least in baseball, if not other sports, that you could do stuff other kids couldn't do?
Pretty young. Pretty young.
Like eight years old?
I'd say around 7 or 8 years
old. And what was it? Throwing the ball harder or your ability to hit?
It was all of the above. Everything I could do, I was able to do better than everybody else. But I also had a little bit of a leg up. Like, I had a really good hitting coach in that my hitting coach was Reggie Smith, who at the time was the hitting coach of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Like, I'm well aware that I got some experiences that most people don't.
As a kid, you had him?
Yeah, he was my hitting coach and mentor all the way up until I was about 22 years old.
How did that come about? Like, you're 8 years old. How do you have a hitting instructor?
I was went to a baseball. I went to Steve Garvey's baseball camp.
Okay.
I was 5 years old and I went there and they put me with the other 5 year olds and they had to take me out of the group with the 5 year olds and put me with the 15 year olds. So I went and played with a bunch. Yeah. So I went and played with 12 year olds and then I played on a larger field when I was five. So they put me on the pony size field because they thought I could hang with them. And I did. Reggie saw that and I ended up going to Reggie Smith's camp a year later. And Reggie kind of took a liking to me. He started working with me a little bit. And by the time I was 12, like I was playing with 18, like Reggie would bring in these guys from Japan, these like young, about to be pro ball players in Japan. And I'd play in these, you know, exhibition games against these 20-year-olds at the age of 12 at Pierce College. Wow. I remember I hit a home run over the left field wall at Pierce College. I was 12. It was 330 feet. That was the farthest ball I ever hit at the time. Yeah, dude, I wasn't bad.
But you knew young. You knew 7 or 8. So were other kids afraid to play catch with you?
When I was 12 years old, I got to have a total of 15 at-bats in Little League. I got intentionally walked all the rest of them.
15 at-bats total.
I believe so. When I was 12, right around 15 or 25 at-bats. Like right in there.
So like the fact that other coaches at 12 wouldn't pitch to you is, I hate that.
Yeah, it was brutal. I remember one time I played in a game where I got intentionally walked 5 times, and I finally lost it through my bat. I'm like, this is a waste of my time. My mom went over and yelled at their coach for not letting you play. And
yeah,
then
you're
finally
a kid, so you're better than everybody else. But you're a kid. Let the kid hit.
Yeah. And finally, the umpire pulled me aside and said, hey, next time they intentionally walk, go ahead and step on the plate. I don't care.
He's got bases to swing the bat.
Bases were loaded. They intentionally walked me. First pitch was a little closer to the plate. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch this next one. Close to the plate, stepped on the plate, hit a home run over the center field wall. It was awesome.
Now you're talking. You got him back for it. I like it. Here's Al in the Bronx on the Fan. Al, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys? So I had the good fortune of meeting Cody back in September at Gotham.
At the comedy show, sure.
That was a great night.
Very, very humble guy. He was going to take the picture of Jen and I and Maggie Gray. And I was like, no, get in the picture as well. Like, I had to convince him to get in the picture. So love Cody. Very humble guy. Love
yes.
him.
Yes. Well, by the way, Mexican League and minor league baseball will do that to you.
Exactly.
And by the way, being in radio will do that to you.
So I took my mom to the game last night only because it's her birthday the other day and she's a huge Yankee fan. In fact, I'm 40 years old, so in the 80s the Mets ran this town, and in a house full of Mets fans I was not allowed to root for the Mets. I had to root for the Yankees. So I took it to the Delta Suite and we're sitting down. And it begins to rain, and I convince her to stay through the rain delay because it's supposed to end at 10 p.m., the rain.
Okay.
They get back on the field at 10:20.
Now, how old is your mom?
My mom is 65 years old.
Got it. All right, so she's a trooper. Got it. Go.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the ninth inning, and it's the top of the ninth, and she wants to head out. It's 4-4. Rizzo tied the game in the bottom, I believe, the eighth. With the shots are right, but she wanted to go. So I convinced her, hey, why don't we stay to the bottom of the ninth? Nothing happens, we'll go.
Okay.
So I kept my end of the bargain, even though I didn't like leaving. We left. I get an Uber. We put on the radio in the Uber, and it's 7-4. And she tells me, ha, you see, I made the right decision. This team can't win right now.
Okay.
So I take her home. I take her upstairs. And when I drop her off, I check my phone. And it's 8-7. I didn't know what happened.
And you have no idea what happened.
I had no idea what happened. I looked at the box score, and I saw Donaldson grand slam.
Right.
And let me clean this up. She called me a Richard head in Spanish for leaving the game early.
Got it. Got
it. So I thought you guys would like that story.
That is great. Now, have you spoken to your mom several times today about the decision to leave early?
No, I'm still a Richard, and she's mad the fact that. So, with my mom, the only way making her happy is if I have to know the future outcome.
Well, listen, here's the deal: you got to bring your mom back to another Yankee game this year. You're over one now.
Absolutely.
No doubt. All right, buddy. Thank you for the call. That's awesome. Imagine that. Your mom's pissed at you. She's in her mid-60s. and you're the one that's responsible for leaving the game early where you don't get to see the walk-off grand slam home run. Like, and not only that, just think about, you know, the annals of baseball history. How many walk-off, bottom of the 10th specifically, grand slam home runs have ever been hit in Yankee history? Anybody know?
Probably none, especially one that specifically gets you by one run.
Like, I'm just thinking out loud. In the history of the storied Yankee franchise, an extra inning, bottom of the inning, walk-off grand slam. How often has that happened?
3 times.
Oh, you know the answer?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
They talked about it last night.
Oh, okay.
In the postgame. The very famously,
Jason Giambi,
his first year at the Yankees in 02, he hit the walk-off home run against the Twins in the 14th inning. I think it was the 14th
inning.
That was his Yankee moment.
And years
then
ago?
And then Babe Ruth did it in 25.
Babe Ruth, Jason Giambi, Josh Donaldson.
Correct.
So 3 times. So if you left last night and you didn't stay, you legitimately missed out on a historical moment in the storied Yankee franchise history. Think about that. Now you got to feel bad. Now you got to be like, wait a minute. Babe Ruth, Josh Donaldson, Jason Giambi, and I left? That's why I think you got to lie about it. And you can't tell anybody you left. Good, Code.
Curious, is that Giambi's Yankee moment? I always assumed Giambi's Yankee moment was that Game 7 where he hit 2 home runs off of Pedro.
Well, the fan base likes to have this thing where we don't consider you a Yankee until you do something. And so it was like May of the first year of his career with the Yankees, and he hit that big home run. That's kind of considered the Yankee moment. But yes, his best career moment with the Yankees are the 2 home runs he hit in Game 7 of 03. But a lot of people look to that as like the Yankee moment when he became a Yankee. A lot of Yankee fans think you need to earn your pinstripes and have a Yankee moment. This is a pet peeve of mine because I think it's stupid. But a lot of Yankee fans feel like
Don and the Will Yankee fans, need to have a signature moment. That's your Yankee moment.
Specifically, free agents who come over, high-priced free agents.
Right.
Before it really feels like you've earned your pinstripes, there has to be like a moment, a game-winning moment, a big home run moment, something like that. And that was Giambi's.
So is Donaldson a Yankee now?
Yeah. Well, listen. This is why I think it's stupid, because he hit a walk-off single to beat the Red Sox on opening day.
Right.
That's not a Yankee moment. Opening day base hit to win the game against the Red Sox.
Of course it is.
Then he went 0 for his next 35, and we all hate him.
Right.
So like, no one cares about the Yankee moment. People think it's like a big deal. It's not.
He had the whole racial thing going on, right?
With Tim Anderson.
Right. So there's a little discord in the clubhouse, him and Judge allegedly.
Right.
And then he obviously is not playing great.
No.
Hitting 210, whatever it was. Right. And then last night, he wins a game for you that you had to win. Like a desperate moment, and he's the guy that came through. Hey, listen, hopefully that last night's hit sends Josh Donaldson in the right direction and not just the Yankee franchise. Mm-hmm. So I guess Cody's got a good question. What's Donaldson's Yankee moment? Got to be last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's more important than the opening day win, but my
But he's not a Yankee yet.
Well, that's the thing.
Right. When you're batting
210
and you've been disappointing at $25 million for the year.
Right.
And yes, last night was huge. We can't undermine what he did last night. I don't think Yankee fans have yet to fully embrace Josh Donaldson.
Down a run tonight in the 9th inning, he strikes out. They're going to boo him mercilessly.
Correct.
That's just
now,
how it goes.
If Josh Donaldson gets a big hit in October, there's your Yankee moment. He'll be beloved.
Sure.
But right now, the Yankee fan base is not on board with Josh Donaldson, at least in my opinion, and for good reason.
Yeah.
He came here. He had that nonsense off the field. Whether you believe it or not, it happened.
Right.
And he's underperforming every year of his career.
Yeah. Well,
I was an MVP.
Yeah. Well, not only that, I mean, they traded for him so that the Twins could make room for Correa, the guy everybody wanted. He comes over, he's making $25 million this year, he's making $25 million next year. He's older, and he looks completely washed.
Right.
Like, I know he had the big home run, but he looks terrible this year.
Yeah,
The fan base hates him.
He's not a Yankee. The fan base likes Cabrera today more than they like Donaldson.
Oh, no question.
No, and he didn't get a hit yesterday.
No.
Right. There's no doubt.
No doubt.
He's more liked today than Donaldson is, and Donaldson hit the grand slam yesterday. Now, there's still plenty of time, Cody, don't worry. plenty of time for Josh Donaldson to be accepted by the fan base. I promise you. And there'll be plenty of games in October.
There's also a lot of time for him to mess it up worse.
Yeah, but it's weird. Like, he's got to play.
Yeah,
he's got to play.
Absolutely.
You know, and he's got the pedigree to be the guy you want in the right spot. Like, the guy was an MVP. Like, you can't take that away from the guy. There's only so many MVPs in the history of the league. He's one of them.
He hasn't played like it, but... No, he's old is a relative term in baseball, but let's be real. The dude is old on the baseball field. If you hit 30, you're kind of considered old. He's got to be pushing, what, 37, 30, 36, 37, 38?
They'll check. I don't know if he's 38 yet, but he's over 30 for sure. We know that. Break? No. No break, you say. Okay.
No, when did I ever say no break?
It seemed like you just said, no, we're good. I got the sense you said, no, we're good.
He's 36 years old.
36. All right, there you go. Here's Paul in Brooklyn on the Fan. Paul, what's going on?
Cousin Craigie, welcome back, bro.
What's up, kiddo?
I got two things, if you don't mind. One is, how do you and Cody such good friends? Like, where did this come from? Never heard, anything. You never mentioned, like, where you guys came to.
I was at a charity event, and I saw Cody, and the charity was for him, and I said, let me be a good guy and help him out. No. I think Cody and I met through his wife.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah. We met through Jen.
Yeah.
That's how it happened.
Yeah, so I was not friends with at the time with his wife, and then I guess when I came back 2 years ago, I reconnected with Jen, his wife, and I met Cody through her. And then I started checking out some tapes they were doing when they had their own show through Odyssey called Hit and Misses, right? Or Swing and Misses.
Swings and Misses, yeah.
My bad. Swing and Misses. And I said to myself, why is this handsome, talented media star sitting in California not on a network? And I made it my business to try to discover Cody and get him a job.
Wow. You're just a giving guy, Craig. And then
I'm still trying, by the way.
Craig, I know you're a grudge guy. Okay.
Yes.
So when you were going through it, right, everybody was on Twitter following whatever. There was a douche. I guess you used to work with him in Jersey. Like, he was celebrating when you got it and this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I don't know if you want to mention his name because he's a douche.
Yeah, his name's Jim Gerhart. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. I was going at him.
Yeah,
on
he
Twitter,
should
like,
die really. A heart. No, let me be above that.
Yep. All right, my man.
It is true. You, by the way, just to re-answer the question, I don't know why. I'm very lucky that I became friends with Craig. He's been very good to me over these last couple of years. And, he's been trying really hard to get me a job. He's failed everywhere.
But
he's tried really hard.
I'm still trying. I brought Cody to this network and that network, and we're going to get there eventually for sure. Yeah, I'm trying to be a better person now, but there was a guy in Jersey who's like a million years old, who has no perceptible talent whatsoever, who is a clown, who celebrated my downfall to the part of literally had a party to celebrate my downfall and invited people over to drink and to toast to my downfall. And if this were me a few years ago, I would say very bad things about him and wish terrible pain on him. But my therapist tells me that's not a good way to live. It's not a healthy way to live. And I need to let things go and stop being so vindictive. I'm not good at it. I'm trying. But that guy knows who he is. And, he'll meet his maker one day. That's all I'll say. And that day's coming a lot quicker for him than it is for me. That's all I'll say on that. Because I am trying to be a better person. And being vindictive is not, it's what I'm good at, though. It's just very hard to let that go. So, I just couldn't understand. You may not like me, and I'm good with that. Not everyone's going to like everyone. Not everybody likes vanilla or chocolate, right? Some people like strawberry. All good. But when I found out that there was an actual celebration and party and enjoyment over that, that rubbed me the wrong way. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, who does that? Well, one, who does that? And two, how is he enjoying the rise right now?
Yeah, he's probably not because he's no longer in the business because, again, he's a clown with no talent, which is why he's not working and I am. Anyway, so there you go. But I was aware of it, and I'm so glad that guy called to bring it up and remind me of that so I can drive home angry tonight. Hey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.